From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. 41 years after the fact, a Mississippi jury recently convicted Edgar Ray Killen of manslaughter in connection with the deaths of civil rights workers Andrew Goodman, Ben Cheney, and Michael Schwerner. Another recent headline told of the exhumation of Emmett Till's body. Till was another casualty of the hatred and bigotry that was rampant in this country during the 1950s and 60s. These names became synonymous with the senseless violence that took the lives of too many during the civil rights era, and far too few of the killers have been brought to justice. A Democrat and a Republican, Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd and Missouri Senator Jim Talent, have introduced a bill that would create a new Justice Department unit dedicated to reopening these long-forgotten cases. Senator Talent said he got the idea after talking with Alvin Sykes, president of the Emmett Till Justice Campaign.
Al made the point to me asking why we couldn't have a more regular procedure for consideration of these unsolved cases, in particular these terrible unsolved civil rights murders. And it was a very good question. I didn't see why we couldn't. And really this idea, I think, grew out of that.
Senator Dodd, I'm curious, what was the impetus for you to get behind this?
Well, Jim Talent was the impetus. And let me commend my colleague from Missouri. Jim came to me, and I thought it made a lot of sense. He told me about his conversation in Missouri. Obviously, we're all familiar with the Till case, and then, of course, the trial in Philadelphia, Mississippi, with Edgar Ray Killen. And so that, plus the fact that we learned that there have, in fact, been some successes that don't get quite the publicity that those cases have gotten. But there have been, I think, if I'm correct, something along about 25 arrests made of civil rights cases, cold cases, involving 22 deaths since 1970. And so rather than sort of depend upon the notoriety of a case, establishing a more routine process and designating a specific individual within the Justice Department to be charged with looking after all this made a lot more sense to us. What Jim and I want is that people who perpetrated these crimes never have a moment of peace, in a sense, that if, in fact, they perpetrated these crimes, caused these crimes, that we want them to know that we're going to pursue them. And obviously, people are getting older, memories can fade, and so establishing this kind of an office within the Justice Department makes a lot of sense to us, and we have some 22 co-sponsors now, both Republicans and Democrats, who agree this is something we ought to be doing.
Senator Talent, I'm told that this unit would be pattern fashioned, if you will, after the Department's Office of Special Investigations, which was developed in the 1970s to hunt down Nazi war criminals.
Yeah, that would be a very good model for it. You know, we think that there are probably investigative techniques that may be uniquely helpful in cases like this. And developing a section will mean developing that expertise, which they can apply then in case after case. Given the fact that these crimes are so old, for example, gathering information about them within a community which may be less than willing to be forthcoming, at least in certain respects, might require planting certain agents in certain roles. And that's a kind of investigative capability that may not be present in all parts of the Justice Department, but a section like this would certainly develop that over time.
Let me ask you, Senator Dodd, there will be those who will suggest, while justice needs to be served, particularly when you're talking about murder, others will suggest that this $5 million that is proposed to be earmarked might be better served to try to fight current-day hate crimes. What do you say to that?
Well, I think, in fact, it does. I mean, what we're talking about here is going after cold cases. But I think the effect of going after cold cases is to also have a profound impact on those who may think that they can engage in the same kind of behavior because no one really pursued some of these cases years ago. And so I think, in addition to obviously trying to track down those who caused older crimes, that those who may be thinking that somehow they can get away with future crimes are going to be affected by this legislation. Granted, the attention is on the colder cases, but I think the establishment of an office, the establishment of personnel that have to report annually to Congress how things are going to heighten the importance of this issue, and I think have a positive impact on those who may think they get a free ride when engaging in the kind of activities that that we've discussed here already.
Yeah, Senator Dodd's exactly right, I think. And we believe that this is going to add to the resources that are available for civil rights enforcement in general. I mean, right now, the Civil Rights Division has to choose if they want to investigate one of these old cases. They have to take resources away from enforcement of, you know, against current cases. But this would be a separate section with a separate line item. So we think this is going to enlarge the amount of money that's available. As well, I think the reporting requirement that Senator Dodd mentioned is very important, because we're going to expect this section to report, you know, activity and results every year to the Congress, and I have no reason to believe that they wouldn't do so. I think these will be very dedicated people. The Justice Department is going to pick people, I would suppose, who have a real interest in this and develop a real expertise over time.
Senator Towne, let me ask you, of those who will suggest that this is all well and good, yet many see this country moving to, those on the left would suggest, an attack on civil rights gains already made, and some suggest that we have still not dealt with race in this country as we should, perhaps seeing it as the last true taboo. How do you see that?
Yeah, I think there are taboos involved with this. I think there are people who say, well, let's not stir this whole matter up. And that just makes it all the more important to do it, in my judgment. I was affected in this in part by something Congressman Rangel said when we had a press conference on a resolution involving Emmett Till. When Chuck Rangel said, look, we cannot hope to move forward as a country unless we resolve these cases in the past. I mean, this is an opportunity for justice and therefore for healing for the individuals involved first and foremost, which I think is why so many family members of victims have come forward to support this, but also I think a chance for the country to move forward. If we keep conniving at these past murders that we don't investigate, you know, we can't really hope to move forward. But if we find out the truth, prosecute those we can prosecute, you know, then we've done everything we can to be able to make up for the failures of the government in the past.
Senator Dodd, same question to you. What of those who suggest today we are in a time that shows people trying to repeal some of the gains that we've made? When you juxtapose this bill to that, what would you say?
Well, again, I think the point that Congressman Rangel made and others have made, obviously, you need to let those know out there who either perpetrated these crimes that they can never be in peace, knowing that there's always going to be someone who's going to be tracking you down, looking for you. It doesn't mean, obviously, look, this is not making choices about doing this and not doing other things or letting other things lapse. I still happen to believe, for instance, that there's an important role here for affirmative action. Now, I know others disagree with that point, but my support for this bill should in any way be described as somehow retreating from still the things that I think we need to do to reach that more perfect union that our forebears and founders described in the Constitution. And so this is part of that effort by creating the kind of harmony that has not been evident between the races in our country for decades. And Jim Talent and I are trying to do that. Ultimately, the day will come, I hope, when affirmative action no longer becomes a necessity. And it will happen, I think, in my view, because we pursued issues like this.
Gentlemen,
yeah, I completely agree with Chris Dodd. And I think we just have to remember, as a practical matter, there are Edgar Killens walking around in freedom today. And I am certain that just the introduction of this bill is causing those people to wake up in the middle of the night and wonder if somebody in their community, is somebody at now working at the coffee shop, might be collecting evidence against them. And I like that.
I suspect both of you are confident that this will not necessarily stumble through the Senate.
Well, we don't know. Obviously, look, it's obviously the Judiciary Committee, their workload increased dramatically over the next number of weeks and months. And so getting time for them to consider something like this is not going to be easy. But the fact that we have 22 co-sponsors, I think, has attracted our colleagues, and both Democrats and Republicans. And we're hopeful over the coming weeks to increase those numbers. And it deserves a debate. And we're not suggesting we've written the perfect bill here. There may be other colleagues who have some ideas on how we can improve this one way or the other, and we want to listen to what they have to say here. But we're going to give it an opportunity at some point here for the Senate to consider this.
Well, gentlemen, I'd be remiss if I didn't speak to what the senator just referred to, and that, of course, is the nomination of Judge Roberts to the High Court. Senator Talent, your thoughts?
Well, he certainly has an outstanding personal record in the law. So from a credential standpoint, he clearly has the kind of background that you look for in a Supreme Court judge. I think it's a point in his favor that he was approved unanimously by the Senate for the post that he now holds. And, of course, we all know that that certainly hasn't been the case for every nominee to the Court of Appeals in the last few years. So that's another point in his favor. I think what the Senate owes the country is a thorough vetting of his record, a good hearing or set of hearings, a good debate. My hope is that concerns that senators may have will not become a personal attack on this nominee. You know, so we can keep this, confine this to the area of differences about jurisprudence, and that we can move as expeditiously as a fair hearing and a thorough vetting allows. This is a balance that you have to walk, and you kind of have to trust to the processes of the Senate and the good faith of senators on both sides to react in that way. I think we've gotten off to a good start. In terms of a fair debate on Judge Roberts.
Senator Dodd, let me ask you the $64,000 question as relates to Democrats and in the vetting process and obviously the hearing. There will be those who say they definitely want to hear ideological questions answered from this man. Your thought?
Well, first of all, let me commend President Bush for the process. Many of us here had phone calls and asked our views, and I want to commend him for that. Secondly, I certainly at first blush would agree with Senator Talent that this looks like on a personal level credentialed individual, certainly the background by temperament, by intellectual capacity, certainly would pass that test. The key question, obviously, here beyond those issues, which are not insignificant, is then the question, this is a lifetime appointment and will have a huge impact, possibly over the next 30 years, and legitimate questions about his judicial philosophy, how he would look at critical questions involving constitutional interpretation are exactly what needs to happen in a very thorough civil process that allows us to examine those issues. I'm confident that'll happen, but it's begun well, and I think that's an important note for the American public to know.
All right, Senators Chris Dodd of Connecticut and Jim Talent of Missouri, I thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Coming up, the Pentagon says Iraq is not ready, and Rice says, say you're sorry. Those stories up next on today's Roundtable.